This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. Brothers and sisters, here we are in the church house where the Uyghur Tribunal in Westminster in London is taking place. Today is the 24th of Shawwal 1442 and it is the 5th of June 2021 and it is the second day of the tribunal. And here with us, we have the academic, the author, and one of the most important activists for the Uyghurs, Brother Abdul Hakim Idrisi. Jazakallah khair, Brother Abdul Hakim Idrisi. First of all, welcome to England and welcome to British Muslims and welcome to your brothers and sisters in Islam. Here, I'm sure you have been following the tribunal. Actually, brothers and sisters, here is the main hall where the tribunal is taking place and will continue to take place. And we heard also the different evidences here in this hall. Okay. I would like to ask you, first of all, I would like to welcome you again, Brother Abdul Hakim. The second thing, I would like you to just tell us briefly what is this tribunal about, first of all, and then I have another question to follow.
Assalamu alaikum, brother, sister, around the world, and I'm very happy that our brothers and sisters from Muslim community in the UK supporting us and raising awareness about the Uyghur Muslim issue in East Turkestan, which the Chinese communist regime conducted Islam as a disease, Muslim as is like a backward people, and they destroying our mosques, transferring into bars, and destroying our maqabir, and the burning copy of Qurans. Normally, this mahkama, dawliya, courts, it should be in a city in an Islamic world. I would love have it like in Al Qahira, Saudi,
Cairo, Saudi Arabia,
Tehran, Islamabad, Istanbul, but still we are here in London. Alhamdulillah, the free Muslim and the brothers and sisters supporting us. And we gathered here from around the world. Not imaginable how it's difficult under the live under this Chinese repression. They put more than 3 million Muslims in East Turkestan in concentration camps. They put rest of them in the fear. They live under the fear, and they put us in diaspora, more than 100,000 people in a depression camp. Yes. And imagine for this court, we gathered between 200 to 300 witnesses. How it's so small?
Yeah.
Because the Chinese communist regime threatening their family,
yeah,
their loved one in East Turkestan. It's very difficult to come out.
Yes.
Still, alhamdulillah, and we have brave sisters and brothers coming here and testifying from this court. It's in the just in the fact. We bring this issue, not a political issue between West and the East and the China like this.
Mm.
This is about humanity, human being, and about the Uyghur, Khazar, Kyrgyz, and the Muslim people in East Turkestan.
Okay.
And alhamdulillah, today, yesterday and today, it went very well. And the whole world could hear about the first-hand witnesses, and it broadcasted live on YouTube from Uyghur Tribunal, and everybody can watch it, feel it, and hear it, and then make judgment.
Okay, that's excellent. Do you think that this tribunal will have an impact on the Chinese Communist Party?
I think it will make a very big impact, because Chinese communist regime hiding its crimes against the Muslim people in East Turkestan. They saying we making them normal people. To be a Muslim in their ideology, it's not normal people,
yes.
normal person.
Yeah.
They want to make us a normal people.
Yeah.
And I think in this this court bring a first judgment, independent judgment about real situation and what's happening there. So then can the Chinese Communist Party, I think, then not can longer ignore it. Because imagine right now everywhere, very small Muslim praying for Uyghur people, what's happening there?
Yeah.
You know, we have big problems in Islamic country.
Yes.
Everybody knows it. But at least myself, I make dua. And I expect from every brother, everybody from around the world, just make dua for the Muslim people and facing this zulm, this tragedy.
Okay. Yeah, jazakallah khair. But I think, to be honest with you, brother Abdul Hakim, that there is much that we can do as Muslims in the West and in particular in London to support our brothers and sisters all over the world. And in particular now, our brothers and sisters in East Turkestan. We have seen what Muslims here and non-Muslims have done to support Palestinians just in the last few weeks. And next week, we will have another big demonstration in front of Downing Street. 2 weeks ago, we have one of the biggest demonstrations. And you know, that has weight because London is one of the main capitals of the world, and this is England. Okay, it is one of the superpowers because it is one of the veto countries in the Security Council. So I think we can do a lot, and I think you would agree with me that maybe raising awareness, at least in this state, raising awareness about Uyghur Muslims is mandatory. And I always considering raising awareness and education and media is as the foundation for any other steps, because later on, if you want to build or establish institutions to support them from different angles, you need this background. Do you agree with me?
Of course, you know, Jazakallah khair, you support our cause and the Muslim in East Turkestan. And I'm very happy you are here today in this court when they get the information from the first hand, because in London, in UK, there are Muslims from around the world. So if we make awareness here in the UK, and we can achieve everywhere in the world.
Yes.
This is very crucial.
Yes.
And I think, you know, as you said, it's mandatory, it's part.
Obligatory.
Yeah. to speak about this issue and give support. I'm very happy to meet with you. Inshallah,
the team of Salam 21C,
inshallah, we will work together.
Inshallah.
And I hope we will bring the peace for the Muslim community and the nation in our country. Inshallah.
Thank you very much.
And the zulm.
Thank you very much, Brother Abdul Hakim.
Jazakallah khair.
And inshallah, Allah Jalla wa Ala will. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات لا يستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدننهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. جزاك الله
خير.